All right, let me clear my throat. Yep. Okay. We're doing this twice. That's amazing. All right. So here we are. The You Stole It All, Give It Back podcast. And it's on. Who else is here?
Nick. I'm here. I'm in the house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it would have been weird if it was somebody else.
Not yet. Who knows down the line? Might get right. Anton Newcomb in here. Who knows?
That'd be a high level booking. But all right, so it's a lot of terrible things going on in the world, and Last Poets, they have something to say about it. So, are you ready?
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right.
Was the white man's got a god complex? Hey, brother, what's your sport?
All right. Never gets old.
So what's going on? Did you have anything you want to discuss this week?
Well, I guess we should touch on Kanye West. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not as into, you know, I mean, I never had high expectations for Kanye West. I mean, I think he's a good producer, but, you know, I never, you know, I was never looking for Kanye West for knowledge, but what was your Kanye West, like, you know, what space did he occupy in your life before this?
Well, before this, I mean, I was same as you. I like him as a producer. I'm not a big fan of a lot of his rapping.
Well, what would you rate him as an MC?
6, I guess. I give him a 6.
Oh, okay. I was just going to go, like, on his best day, I think he's a good MC. Like, that's, like, you know, high level. Like, you know, right. Black skinhead, you know, New Slaves, you know. He's good.
He's good. He's solid on a good day.
Yeah.
Right. So overall, yeah. I'd say a 6, though. Slightly above average.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as this whole thing, you know, just real quick, it just, you know, to me it feels like an invasion of privacy, but that came with an invitation from him.
Well, hold on. We should state that he lent his support to a racist steak salesman. So
yeah.
So
but then again, it's like, all right, if you have someone on, you know, the subway, you know, just rambling and saying all kinds of stuff, you're not gonna take it too serious. But to me, there's not too much different here aside from the fact that he's Kanye West and he has this huge platform. But it's still, to me, it's the same. You have to deal with someone with emotional disturbances, you know, give them structure.
Yeah, that's a good point, because, yeah, I've been on the subway where, like, you sort of think that, like, somebody's, like, cool, and you, like, go back and maybe do a joke and say a couple things to them, and then they start talking, and you're like, oh, fuck, right. I just made a huge mistake, a huge miscalculation of where this person's head's at.
Right, you opened up Pandora's box, and now all of a sudden they're just flowing, whatever stream of consciousness or whatever it is that they want to call it, and they have their certain sayings that they learned in a psychiatric ward, and that's what they're coming out, and that's what he's coming out with, and you know, he's not.
Yeah, and you keep talking because you're sort of rooting for him,
right?
Like, you don't want to be that guy to, like, just shut him down. Like, you're like, maybe I could salvage this, but then at a certain point, you're like, I'm way at my depth here. All right, so what album are we talking about? The main ingredient. Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
CL Smooth.
So you were into this album, way, because I, back in the day, I just really knew Pete Rock and CL Smooth for They Reminisce Over You. I would, you know, I liked the video when it would come on, you know, UMTV Raps or I can't remember if they would play something like that. They probably played it on like what was the show on Channel 31? Video Music Box. Yeah, but
the box. Music box.
But yeah, you listened to it back in the day, right?
No, I did. I listened to Pain and Greeting back then. Yeah. Or you mean Music Box? Yeah. No, Music Box was awesome. I love that show. That was great. You talking about Ralph?
No, but right? So you listened to the album back in the day, like you listened to it at the time.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. No, I had it. It was because you know, like I found out about them a little late, but after Reminisce Over You, I wanted to get their next album. And
the Mecca and the Soul Brother album, and then you got the Main Ingredient, or the Main Ingredient was the first one you got?
No, I did. Yeah, Main Ingredient was the first one. I only knew about They Reminisce Over You from Mecca and the Soul Brother, and I never bought that album. I never even listened to it, honestly. I just got the Main Ingredient, and yeah, that was great back then, and it's still great.
Yeah, they didn't, you know, they were very good, but they didn't quite stand out the way. I mean, yeah, they were like in this weird space because they're like, you know, they weren't like a Native Tongues sort of thing. They weren't, you know, gangster rap. They didn't really sort of put their personalities out there like that. It was just like good, solid music.
Yeah, what's their lane? I don't even... It's just solid. It was solid, like beats and rhymes. That's it. Like, it's almost kind of similar to Brand Nubian with less like knowledge.
I was thinking of it more. It's sort of like the album.
It's still like this
that Gangstar was always trying to make and never quite did.
That's a good point.
Because, I mean, I know. I think I love Guru, but he was sort of more idiosyncratic, and you know, CL Smooth is, you know, he's smoother, and he could sort of stay more consistent than, you know, Guru could. Guru was sort of more, you know, going all over the place.
So what do you think of CL Smooth as an MC? How would you rank him?
I mean, he never really, like, I was never like, oh, wow, CL Smooth. And listening to this, I still don't feel that way. I think he's very good at what he does. I was, you know, for an album that I listened to as much as I did, I didn't, like, usually if I listen to a hip-hop album a lot, there are certain, like, lines that'll get stuck in my head. Like, you know, I'm walking around, I'll, like, think of certain lines. That did not happen with this, really. But mm-hmm. he doesn't have distinctive sort of, like, lines. But everything he says is solid. Like, he never, like, is, like, rhyming and I sort of cringe. Like, I could just sort of go with everything he says. And he has a great flow and he has a great voice, which... of the three things you need as an MC, the other thing being, like, you know, your, you know, yeah, cool lyrics. I could go without the cool lyrics if you could do the other two things.
So I kind of compare him maybe along the same lines of on the same level of Chubb Rock, just off the fact that
you said Chubb Rock.
He has a real specific...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said Chubb Rock. So, like, I he doesn't sound like him, but what I mean is, skill-wise, like, it's not difficult wordplay. He doesn't vary it up too much. It's just a great delivery and a unique voice. And he works really well with it. I guess some other people he kind of could remind me of is almost like an East Coast Snoop, to a certain extent, just like with the smooth aspect. You know, were there any verses that stuck out to you, or songs?
No,
in general
the only thing that really stuck out was, I have it written down here, there was one line that I was sort of laughing. Well, there's a couple lines. One is, I don't remember which song it is, but he asks the Knicks to stop shooting bricks because they're down 10. And he's saying that in 1994, and it's like, yeah, CL, you have no idea how bad things are going to get with the Knicks. So,
things are good, yeah.
And what was the other thing? Yeah, that he wants a girl with an ageless beauty and a timeless mind, and he says it like that's a very reasonable expectation. Like yeah, CL, you just want a woman that transcends, you know, time and space. Yeah, you're a simple guy. It's yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, in his defense in 1994, an MC saying that was like he's like downright a feminist. So I think that was like 2 years after Me So Horny, so it could be worse, I guess.
Right.
Did anything stick out to you?
Yeah, I like his he has some really interesting
flows. Which one?
Tell Me. Especially his second verse. Tell Me. I don't know, can you bring that up?
Oh, you want me to play? Or...
So,
okay.
I mean, I could play it later, whatever. But yeah, I thought he had some real great moments in there where he kind of like speeds some words up in his flow, kind of like Das Effect. And it's real organic the way he does it, but I don't hear too many other songs where he does that, you know?
Yeah. So what and what about we were I said the question of what do you think of Pete Rock as an MC? Like, would he be on this album if he didn't produce it?
No. No, he's really good at doing like ad libs. Like, you know, like saying definitely. Woo, woo, and you know, he's really good at that. I could really.
He's really good on the choruses.
Yeah, he's really good with choruses.
I mean, obviously, most famously, "The World Is Yours."
Yeah. I mean, one of the most disappointing parts about that album to me is the song "Worldwide," which to me is just it has this perfect beat for like an MC to flow over.
Yeah.
And it's wasted on him and someone else. I'm not sure who, but
are going to disagree on this.
Huh?
The other MC is Rob O. He's from Mount Vernon, which is where they're from. And Worldwide, that was the song that grew on me the most as I was listening to this. I think that song is dope.
It's dope.
Both of them are dope on it.
But without that beat though, it wouldn't be much.
Well, I mean, they're rhyming to the beat. I mean, it's one and the other, but I mean, I think Rob O is really good on that. To the point when I looked him up on Discogs, and his album, like he has one solo album. Well, he has two, one that's only on wax and the other one that's on CD. And the CD's like $15. I kind of want to get it, but is it going to be worth $15? I'm not sure. But I like that one. So
I do like it. I listen to it a lot actually. Like that's my that's if I'm
but
gonna.
You like more the beat than them.
I like the beat more than them, and it makes me wish that Grand Puba was on it. Like Grand Puba, I think is perfect for some of these beats. Just the whole Brand Nubian in general, I think they would all do really well. Just. Taking the instrumentals and just making an album, like, but especially Grand Poobah, I could see him really doing good stuff on Worldwide.
Yeah, but you know what? There's something that CL Smooth does in this that I appreciate is that it's a super consistent album. Like you could just listen, you could just play it. You don't have to get into the lyrics. Like I feel like the Grand Poobah, he would sort of like. Draw you in more, which at times would be good, but at the same time it would maybe be sort of like distracting. Like this is like a dope album that you could just sort of like play and have in the background, and I'm not saying that as an insult. Like I think that's a cool quality for music to have, like, you know. And it's just like super consistent. I really liked this is something I thought of when I was listening to this, because it has all those like interludes.
Yeah. The interludes are great. So can I ask you real quick?
Yeah.
Do you recognize any of those interludes that became songs?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
None?
Why? Some of them became songs? You notice that?
Three of them.
Oh, really?
So one of them is in the beginning. It's the very first thing that you hear on the album, I think, is Camp Low on their first album.
What, the one in the beginning where it's like Biz Markie coming in?
Yeah. That.
Okay, hold on.
That's a Camp Low. That's a Camp Low song.
Did Pete Rock produce it, or?
Well, I mean, everything is Pete Rock produced. I mean,
did he produce it on Camp Low?
I mean, it's his beat. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's it.
Oh yeah, and then I think Biz Markie's voice comes up like three times on this, and I decided while I was listening to this is Biz Markie is like probably the most comforting voice in hip hop. Like, there's something of, like, oh, Biz Markie. Like, it's just perfect. It's always good. I decided the, like, rock and roll equivalent would be, like, Tom Petty.
That's funny because that's the first rapper I ever heard, ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He brought me into rap.
Oh, wow. What was the first Biz Markie song you heard?
Well, you know, You Got What I Need.
Oh, Just a Friend?
Yeah, Just a Friend. Oh, that's the name. Yep. Oh. I love the drums. The drums were amazing.
Yeah. Later he performed on Late Night with Jeff Goldblum. That was good.
That was cool.
So,
just real quick, there was two other beats. One is used by rapper Westside Gunn. And another is by Biggie. It came towards the end. There was a Biggie beat that Biggie used.
Oh, which Biggie beat?
I don't remember where it was, honestly. I should have written it down.
What was your favorite track?
Favorite track.
Oh, wait, hold on. Back up. A thing I was going to say about the interludes is, you know, there's a lot of hip-hop albums where, like, you feel like they're barely scraping by to get enough beats to fill the album. And you know, I think all the beats from this, you know, it fluctuates how good they are, but they're all good. And I think having those interludes really gives the album like a confidence of like, yeah, we got so many beats, we're just gonna drop,
we're just gonna run this for 20 seconds,
not even use them, and keep it moving. Which I mean, I really like that. Like, that adds to sort of like the relaxing vibe of like, yo, we got this.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's a good point. But that's to me like that's why I consider it a true like producer album. Like, this is just Pete Rock doing a mad scientist thing. You know, just like you know, oh, what would be perfect after this song right here? Yeah, let me just throw this beat on and that'll be the perfect interlude or segue into this next song, you know.
Yeah, like, you really get the sense of, like, Pete Rock is the leader of this thing. It's almost like this is sort of like Pete Rock's band, and it's like, yo, I hired CL Smooth as MC, which is no disrespect to CL Smooth. That's cool, and he does a great job. Going back, what was your favorite track?
All right. I like Tell Me a lot. I like Check It Out. Maybe Take You There All Together is one of the best songs.
That's my favorite.
I think so. I like Sun Won't Come Out a lot too. That beat is great. That was one that I've had on my iPod just for years. Like, no other song from this album made it except for that for some reason.
Oh, and I just want to give a shout out to the woman that sings the hook on Take You There, Crystal Johnson, who it appears the only other thing she sang the hook on was, you might know this, it is Temperature Rising, Mobb Deep.
Yeah, Mobb Deep, yep.
Oh, okay.
Ah, I didn't know that, okay.
Do you remember that song, or?
Yeah, I do. I didn't know that was the same person.
Yeah, Nick is way more up on Mobb Deep than me. easily.
I don't know why though. They had you know, three really good albums.
Recently I got Hell on Earth, and
how have you not been listening to that?
I you know, it was okay, but I still think Still Shining is like the only song I like want from that.
Really?
I actually sold the record, but and there's a 12 inch with just Still Shining on it. That like it's like a promo. It costs a lot of money. I haven't sprung for it yet.
Right.
What was your least favorite song?
That one with Pete Rock, Escape, where it's just Pete Rock and it has
escapism?
Like kind of a really slow beat.
Escapism?
You know? I don't hate it.
Oh no, I really.
I thought it was
song.
Called Escape. I like it to a certain extent. It's not something. I'll skip it at points, though. Like, I'm not going to just listen to it anytime it comes on, put it like that.
Did you always like listening to this? I mean, you were listening to this album, like, consistently to do this. Were you always into it, or did you find yourself, like, forcing yourself into it sometimes?
This last week? No, I enjoyed listening to it.
Oh, yeah, you were right. Fun. It is just Escape. That's the name of the song.
Yeah, it's Escape. But he says escapism.
Yeah.
On the hook. So yeah. But yeah. I mean, I could do without that. That's okay.
No, I liked. I mean, I really liked the album, but I, you know, like, we wanted to do this. I wanted to do this yesterday, and when you said no, you couldn't do it yesterday, I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to listen to it again. Like, it was just, I listened to it.
Oh, so you were getting tired of it.
Yeah, like, I mean, I like it. It's you know, it's to me, it's not we play once in a while, and like every once in a while, it's like, yo, this is dope. But like over and over, it was just sort of like, all right, I kind of. But I mean, it's but then every once in a while, there would be, you know, there's at least half the album where a song would kick in and be like, all right, this is dope, and it would sort of like bring me into it.
I mean, you could skip songs. You don't have to listen to the whole thing through every time.
Well, you know, I'm listening to it usually on a record, so it's, you know, I don't.
Okay, so that's how you're doing it. You're doing it just strictly records at your house.
Well, today actually, today at work, I was driving around at work, and yeah, I listened to it. I listened to it on shuffle in the car, and yeah.
So what's that effect? What's the effect of you listening to that while driving? Do you drive differently?
No, because it's a very smooth album, so it's not gonna like get me amped. And like, you know,
but does it make you drive like more not angry?
I mean it's, you know, nothing was really going on today. I was actually trying to like drag out the drive as much as possible, so it worked. Yeah, it worked well for that.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like NYPD should listen to that album when they go around the city. I think some good things would happen from that.
But in record form, side C is a very good side. It's All Places, a good interlude, Tell Me, another interlude, Take You There, and then Searching. I mean, that's definitely like the
Searching's
best side.
Searching's really good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This is real solid. Do you remember Carmel City, the second song?
Yes.
So what do you think of, like, he CL Smooth does like a sing rapping on it. Were you okay with that, or
Carmel City was, yeah, it was sort of one of the lower, I mean, it would definitely be in the lower half if I ranked them. I mean, it's fine, but yeah, I mean, for me, the album really kicked. I mean, In the House, the first track is good. Carmel City is kind of but it's, you know, it's still solid. And then I Get Physical, really, like, that's almost like the real star of the album for me. Like, it's like that really like kicks it into gear.
Yeah.
And also, Get on the Mic is a dope closer, which usually hip hop albums don't have good closing songs, but that's a very good one.
It is. Well, you mentioned the Knicks, right? Do you think that was the best sports reference on the album?
Yeah. Were there other sports references? I really didn't notice any other ones.
Yeah, in one verse, he mentioned both Charles Oakley and Rocket Ishmael.
Oh, he mentioned Rocket Ishmael?
How did you miss that? That's on Check It Out.
Oh, really? Damn.
Yeah. He gets I've heard it out. Check It Out is a cool song because that's him just being kind of like, it's almost like a Redman kind of song. Like it's references and just kind of just playful, just a playful kind of song. Like there's no real like point. It's just spinning.
So you know, you hear his lyrics way more than I do. I'm telling you, like when I listen to him, I just like, you know, I'm not super into lyrics to begin with, but there's something about him where it's just like it just sort of flows, and I just right. don't get caught up in the words. But yeah, I mean, I can't.
I mean,
I'm very jealous that you.
I just
the
got
Rocket
taken
Ishmael
by surprise.
What?
I was taken by surprise because I don't think I've ever heard a Rocket Ishmael reference in a song.
Yeah,
it just hit me. I was like, all right, maybe I need to listen to this album a little more.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
like
the
that's
song
like
a little
Fife level
more
sports
deeper.
Reference.
Yeah, that's dope. The Rocket Ishmael is nobody knows who that is if you were born.
I mean,
like, past 85.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but.
Yeah,
he's old.
And then it's Charles Oakley. He's talking about rebound like Charles Oakley. Yeah.
Charles Oakley at the last Chappelle show
I did.
Which I'm
that
super
was,
jealous
yeah,
of.
Yeah, that was pretty special.
Huh? Which I'm super jealous of.
Yeah, I mean,
although when
right
I went to
me.
Another Chappelle show without you, I had, you know, Fab Five Freddy was sitting real close to me, so that's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's not Charles Oakley, though.
Listen, I love Charles Oakley. If I had the choice between the two, I'm taking Fat Five Freddy all day.
Over Oakley? Well, all right. That is the MTV Raps. That's a good
I mean, one. I respect. I mean, if you want to pick Charles Oakley, I respect that. But for me,
I'll still take Charles Oakley.
It's Fat Five Freddy. Because Fat Five Freddy, when I was a kid watching MTV Raps, I was just like, I want to be Fat Five Freddy. But every day I wake up, I'm not Fat Fred Freddy. It's, you know, I have to like recover from that realization.
All right. I mean, I never heard of such Fab Five Freddy, I don't know, worshiping.
It's not worship. It's just, you know, I mean, the last thing I said was probably, that's probably not that true, but it sounded cool while I was saying it.
Yeah. Nah, he's someone who isn't really talked about, and Jesus, I mean, I used to watch his show all the time. He wasn't too much of a fan. He was still like able to like speak to everyone with respect. Like, it was a great show.
Yeah, I always liked the fact that he always talked to the MCs like artists. Like he never talked to them like, because I feel like too much it's like, oh, like you're like, you know, like you're the guy in the record. Like, it was always like, no, you're an artist, and like talk to me about your art.
Right. He didn't treat him like an icon or anything. It was just like, no, talk to me about the skills.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what you're talking about. Yeah, that was a great show.
All right, so I think probably time-wise, we should probably wrap it up on the main ingredient. Do you have anything else you want to add?
On main ingredient, yeah. I mean, I like the fact that the Detroit Pistons with Rasheed Wallace kind of brought back their "if it ain't rough, it ain't right" motto.
When did they say that?
Realize that. They say it throughout the album. You should have listened to the lyrics a little more.
I remember when they say it in this album. I'm saying, when did the Detroit Pistons say it?
When they were winning the championship.
They were saying, if it ain't rough, it ain't right?
Yeah, that became their motto.
Oh, all right. I missed that. I was probably distracted. Yes, I was usually, when I saw the Pistons, I was always distracted by that weird miscolored hair in the back of Rasheed Wallace's head. So,
it's a skunk spot. It's from stress.
Yeah, that's some condition. Somebody that I knew that was like a drug rep told me that he sold like the medication that, like, you know, cured that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, but you know, I didn't really trust that guy, so he was probably lying and underselling the side effects, because that's what they do.
Or he was just trying to sell you weed.
No, this guy was not holding that. He had strictly, legitimate, I'm using quotation marks, pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
All right. So, what else have you been listening to this week?
I was trying to like listen to new stuff that's been coming out the last month or whatever, and you know, nothing was really hitting me. And then I went back and listened to Whoever You Are by Brian Jonestown Massacre, and I was just like, man, this is good. There's no denying it. This is a good song. And so I found out that he dropped a new song, and two new albums are in the making, and like the rough versions are out. So I was just listening.
Yeah,
to
I listened. I sent you back. You sent me one song, the YouTube clip. Yeah. You know, I really didn't like it. It kind of sounded like Arcade Fire to me, which, you know, is a negative to me.
You said it sounds like Arcade Fire?
Yeah, it kind of did. Though I mean, the one you sent me, yeah.
Maybe Arcade Fire's trying to sound like them.
No. I know what Brian Jonestown Massacre sounds like. That's not like, you know, the Brian Jonestown Massacre I'm into.
All right.
Well, I mean, we did see Brian Jonestown Massacre last year, and they were very good.
They were very good, and you know, with no help from the Brooklyn crowd.
Yeah, the crowd sucked.
Couldn't even get their shit together enough to say the words.
We were like probably halfway back, and Anton was like dropping jokes between songs, and I think legitimately he probably could have heard us laughing. That's how quiet it was and how hard we were laughing.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing.
Yeah, when he called the Kim Jong Il little Kim, that was, I mean, just that I can't even believe that he was the first one to think of it, and that hasn't caught on because it's fucking perfect.
I know. Yeah, that's genius. I mean, I've never seen any performer combine comedy into their set so perfectly. Like after each song, he just drop comedy for a good 3 minutes or something.
Yeah, and it was perfect because really, like, only like 10% of the crowd was into it, like, which made it funnier. Like 90% of the crowd was just like, "What?" And like 10% of the crowd was like, "This is awesome."
Yeah, it's good stuff. So, what about you? What have you been listening to?
I've been like obsessing over I've been getting REM. They have a song "Ages of You," and it's just like it's just like a perfect song. Like it just. It's like in their early phase. It's like it's on Dead Letter Office, and the fact that a song this good would be a B-side is madness. But it's just, you know, REM. I mean, I like their later stuff, but like early on, they were like perfectly, like, you know, the dream scenario of like three or four people in a room creating music, and they're all in time. Basis is same backup. It's just, I mean, the way it flows, the way it builds, it's really good. And I should have pulled out the record, but I didn't. But you'll drop it in.
I'll drop it. So you were just listening to that whole album?
No, it's just like every like probably like three or four times a day. I just have to like, if I'm like driving around, I have to like find that song. Which really, I should make it more accessible. I might get into an accident because I really have to like scroll through and go back into like songs and then like go through all the A's and find that in the middle. It's actually, now that I think of it, fairly inconvenient, but I keep doing it because it's that good.
All right. So REM and Brian Jonestown Massacre. It's you know?
Yeah.
Solid rock.
All right, I got one other recommendation for you, but I want to do it on mic. Mm-hmm. You don't watch Atlanta, right?
No.
All right, could you watch one episode? You don't need to watch any other episode. It's completely self-contained.
Okay.
Season 2, episode 5, Barbershop. All you need to know is that there's a guy trying to get a haircut. He's like a semi-famous local rapper named Paperboy. And that's all you need to know.
Okay. Okay.
You're welcome.
I'll try to watch that.
In advance.
All right. Is that good?
All right. All right. So we're good?
All right. Yeah, we're good, and I'll do the song. I'll drop the.
All right, well, all right. We're out. I'm gonna hit stop on the recorder now.
Yep. And stop.
What's going on, baby? Hey, man. Just being smooth. Sex to Friday, but then you got enough of this stuff. Let's get right to it.
In my trap steps the good fellas live on screen. Now you protect the black queen, taking my time from the black on black crime. Cause the night mega hits, Victoria runs out of secrets, doing trials and latex lifestyles, boo. I make you call my name and ask who it belongs to. Brand new CL and Carmel living well, and never cease to flip the hottest dime piece. Now the legend increase into a grade, truly mecha made, so in every escapade there's a panty raid. You know the rules, slipping off them mules, then we can settle with the woman that can take me to that next level. Lay down the guns and make sons we can teach, from the horseback rides and the walks on the beach. And if you got pretty feet, I won't cheat. I'm in the strictly black pearls when I rock at y'all a different world. The best, it's all good and correct with no disrespect. Skirt chasing hits, taking love to diggable planets. Be wise and recognize, I'd rather show than tell. Who got the clap and stop faking me all out? Ease your troubles, place your body in the bubbles. Dime pieces fit around the cutie she run with. Embrace the mood, thinking totally nude with no limits. Going through every position within 5 minutes. Now how we did it, got a lot of honeys with it. Love is urban outfitted, showing nothing but the belly button. Mini parlay and peel off lingerie. So when they come, pick the one you could learn from. So feel a beat and three-peat like Jordan got wings, cause I'm doing them things. Listen. Every woman gotta love, hot with all that sex appeal, for real, can I hit that? A woman in your triple goose with hands like a masseuse, don't play, cause I'm the hood your mama loves anyway. My heart flips when you take long business trips. I want a divorce, no, I think I wanna see your boss. Check you later, honey, searching in your coach bag for money before you leave. I hug you till you can't breathe. We cool in the gang and kick slang, baby calling sick, but you kiss me goodbye and said I don't trick. She's so thick and God is my witness. Sometimes you just can't believe that I'm hitting this. Rewind off the beat rock design. I want a cutie with an ageless body and timeless mind. The kind that when I wind and dine, she pay the bill. Cause it don't cost much to go Dutch, baby.